But athletes shouldn't try to sing the national anthem of Serbia and Montenegro unless they want to get booed. The anthem left over from the former rump Yugoslavia often draws jeers from crowds around the world at soccer matches and other sporting events, and even within Serbia and Montenegro. Sports officials there want to get a new national anthem before the Serb and Montenegrin athletes march into the Olympic Stadium next Friday. Matt Proger is the BBC's correspondent in Belgrade. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And let's begin by listening to this old anthem. Now, this anthem is genuinely called Hey Slavs, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And Yugoslavia, of course, meant the state of the southern Slavs.
Yeah. It gets booed because a lot of people have, to say the least, unpleasant associations with it.
That's correct. With the breakup of Yugoslavia throughout the 90s, most people, especially young people, are just not interested in hearing about Yugoslavia now. All this talk of brotherhood and unity, which was the motto of the socialist Yugoslavia. It's still popular among some elderly people who have some nostalgia for the old days when their lives certainly were better. But if you hear it played at football matches, things like that here, then and it does draw boos and jeers. And that's something, obviously, they're very keen to avoid at the Olympics.
So what are they going to do?
Well, they have got a new anthem, but it has been a bit of a rush job, it has to be said. This was composed fairly recently, basically composed of the Montenegrin anthem, which was adopted a short time ago, their national anthem, and an older anthem from Serbia from around about 1900. But they've essentially taken the two anthems and glued them together in the middle, so there's an obvious change in the sound. Most people are not entirely happy with it, and most people don't think that it's going to last that long either, because it's going to be a referendum in Montenegro by 2006 on whether they even want to stay with Serbia. So this anthem could have a very short shelf life.
Well, let's listen to a recording of the new anthem, and especially that transition you speak of. That song could be the one that Vladi Divac has to march into the stadium with.
That's right. And that's assuming that they know the words as well, because the lyrics have not been widely distributed. I had to look up the lyrics on the internet. Most of my Serbian colleagues do not know the lyrics to these songs. Mm-hmm. So they may have to be walking around with their mouths shut rather than mouthing any of the familiar words they would have done, for example, with Hey Sloveni, the older one.
What was the drawback with creating something entirely new? Just time?
Yes, I mean, they just hadn't got round to it. Mm-hmm. And the other problem is that the members of parliament, so the federal parliament of Serbia and Montenegro, who are supposed to ratify this, are all on holiday. Now, the Speaker of Parliament has had to call an extraordinary session, try to lure MPs back from holiday to vote on this, just so that they can get it done in time. They're voting on it on the 11th. There's going to be a debate over it. That's 2 days before the opening ceremony. They then have to get it to Athens, and already three political parties, two of them within the governing coalition, have said that they're going to vote against the anthem. So we may not even see a new anthem at Athens.
Mr. Proger, thanks very much.
Okay.
The BBC's Matt Proger from Belgrade.